This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
How many bars does Olin have to drop, man? He drops bars all the time.
Should the Bears have seven captains again this year, Olin?
I always say, guys, the farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Because I spit hot fire.
The farther away you are from the football, the farther away you are from football.
That's awesome. Just dropping that article. Right? Is the an article?
Like, sure.
Grammar-wise? I should know.
I'm not Dan. I don't do that for a living.
That's not force majeure?
Excuse me?
I was the class grammarian in fourth grade, and this is McCarsky's class.
Yeah, you were having no sex either, apparently.
Well, he was in fourth grade.
None of the class grammarians I know were.
Thank God that he wasn't.
The National Grammar Rodeo? I wish I were going. Oh, wait. I mean, I wish I was going. Is that right, Bart?
Shane, I was basically a narc in fourth grade. Like, I walked around the classroom with
Shocking.
A little book. With a little journal, and I wrote down if people made a grammar mistake. That was my job.
Oh, you're the grammar police!
Why are you admitting that, Speaks?
I was excited about it.
Good morning, Rat.
Who are you? What is this?
You took an oath, and you broke it.
I was the class grammarian in fourth grade.
The official grammar Richard. Wow, look at you.
Texture says, this is why Speaks didn't have a prom date. That's so on point. I was a grammar Richard. You know, nobody wanted to date the grammar Richard.
How do you get rich?
I was in the advertising business.
You make commercials on TV?
Lots of them.
So many you don't have to work no more?
Anymore.
What do you care? You got money. I know you got money. I cleaned your room and didn't take nothing.
Anything.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. There's a lot going on today. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to look up from my phone. There's so much stuff that continues to happen with the Bears and with the NFL.
You can look up. I got you, man.
That man is Matt Spiegel.
One of us looks down. One of us looks up. That's how we get through days like this. And we give people everything they need to know all afternoon long.
The Bears are out here making moves, y'all. They are a part of the party here.
And we are adding guests to give context on the additions. I love the fact that our old buddy J.J. Stankovitz is coming on, the Indianapolis Colts writer, a man very much in the know about the Colts, to tell us about the new Bears defensive end. And I'm just going to assume
there might be more new Bears defenders soon.
I hope so. It's quite a day. It's all developing. It's all happening. We're like, I'm going to assume that anybody, anytime we talk, Lawrence, you know, Ron Gleason used to say, your listeners change every 15 minutes. On a day like this, feel like every 10, 15 minutes, we should like make sure to recap what has gone on so far so everybody knows what's gone on.
Well, Drew Dahlman is now the Bears' new center.
What?
Yes, he signed with the team or is planning on signing with the team.
There you go.
Because we are still in the tampering phase of free agency where teams can't actually announce it, but everyone knows where everyone else is going, which is why they should probably just get rid of this phase and just go straight to free agency starts. Boom. Here we go. But that's good news for the Bears. The Bears have themselves a center. They have in the last week basically rewritten their offensive line.
Yeah, they've got a brand new interior of three vets, all come with the stamp of approval, obviously from the head coach, who is the visionary now in Ben Johnson. And I keep trying to figure out what the podium is going to be, you know, like the Wednesday podium of when they officially can announce all these people. Because it wasn't like Julius Peppers and Chester Taylor and Brandon Manumaleuna all signed at the same time over those couple of days. Peppers was first, and then came Chet, and then Brandon. And by the time they all got announced together, there they all were together. So I suspect on Wednesday we'll have three or maybe four Bears all to be announced together.
Well, there's another one. This from Adam Schefter. The Bears have signed Grady Jarrett.
Oh, dude. That's the former Falcons defensive tackle who got cut this morning.
Yes.
Oh,
3 years, $43.5 million deal, including $28.5 million fully guaranteed with the Bears.
Wow. That's a 31-year-old dude, beloved down there. I think an Atlanta native, I believe. So the Falcons fan base has loved him. He's and his cap number was real high. He's 31 years old. But, like, he is a legit grown-ass man defensive tackle who now can slot in there and play, like, get going right now. They're feeding the beast in the middle of the trenches. And now guys like Jervon Dexter, if they take a next level step, it's as part of a rotation and not as, we need him to be great. That's a really cool signing.
Dayo Odengbo also signed by the Bears today, too. The guy out of Indianapolis, we'll talk with J.J. Stankovic about him coming up at 3:40. So, look, this is Bears offseason Christmas. This is exactly what you know me. I keep going back to the draft. Now that you've taken care of pieces of the offensive line and defensive line, the world is your oyster at the draft. With that number 10 pick, you can do all sorts of stuff. And you have taken this money and you're not like another thing that I think it screams speaks is we're not just holding this money to hold it anymore. Go.
No, they're
going.
Go
right
going.
Now.
NFL money, man, we get all excited and he's like, oh my God, look at all that money. Oh my God, look at all that money. There's so much. And they haven't even restructured anybody yet.
Not yet.
The Bears haven't restructured anybody, and they could conceivably. They could restructure with DJ Moore. They could restructure with Montez Sweat if they needed to. But if they don't need to, then fine. But this is three vets with legit NFL money already today, in addition to the trades they made for guys with legit cap hits in Tooney and Jonah Jackson. Like, there's with the cap, man, gives you a lot of flexibility. If you got a good capologist, you can do kind of anything you want in the NFL.
No shot on that, on the cap, man. Anyway, hey, you two, let me ask you a question, Tanny and Shane.
Take that.
Is this crazy? I'm gonna play like a score listener and Bears meatball for a second. I see the Bears making moves on the interior of their defensive line, and I think to myself, you know, I've really felt like the guy that's been playing in the interior of their defensive line is maybe a little out of pocket. I would like to see them move Jervon Dexter outside. Is that crazy?
Yeah, I don't know if he's fast enough.
Well, I never saw his body type as being that stalwart inside tackle type. So
they tried to turn him into a 3-tech
when he played 5-tech at Florida.
Yeah, and I know it takes time to put on weights and all that, you know, but it's tough to do it, like especially during a season. So yeah, I would totally be on board for that if that's what Ben's vision is. But like clearly the body type to me, it's never been interior guy.
I think a lot of that was Big Bill not being healthy. I think that was part of it.
It's a big deal.
I think Jervon maybe playing a little bit out of position. But then you have Dio de ba 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 da ba ba.
You have
on the outside
Dio, and it's Dio Odengbo, the Bears' new defensive end who can play defensive tackle as well. And you've got Dexter, who certainly could be tried on the edge. We'll see what Dennis Allen thinks.
Right?
The point is, to your point, Lawrence, these guys, and even like the offensive linemen, like Karana Magaji and Jervon Dexter, what Ben Johnson thinks about these guys and what Dennis Allen thinks about these guys, it matters more than what Ryan Poles thought about them when he drafted them. And what it matters more than what Ryan Poles thinks now.
I agree. And that's the beauty of this, Spiegs, is that we are in a space where it doesn't seem like Ryan Poles is married to any of the decisions that he made before, other than Caleb, before Ben Johnson walked into the door. It seems like Ben Johnson has... And I don't want to act like Ben Johnson has come in there and just been like, everything you've done has been wrong. This feels like two guys that have been trying to work together for a minute.
Hmm.
Now they're working together and they're actually working together. This is what I need. This is what I think we can do. And we might be able to get things done pretty quickly if we do A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
And Poles, as you pointed out last week, after we saw sad Poles at the Eberflus firing, at least he's back to shooter shoot. He is out here taking these shots to try and make the Bears better. I don't know if it'll work, but this is the best plan that he's had since he's been here.
For sure. And he's got a real good partner with it. I mean, that's how this is supposed to work. It's like Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell working together. This is the way it's supposed to be.
Keep shooting your shot.
Yeah, so he's out there shooting shots with the trades and now going to get some real dudes, man. This is... We got to spend some time today, and we will. We got a nice long show to do it. Sitting inside, learning about some of these people. Like Grady Jarrett is considered an OG of the defensive line of the Falcons franchise. Just a quick Googling, you see like Falcons blog saying franchise icon is gone. Like, I'm devastated this guy is gone. It's a shocking release this morning of Grady Jarrett. All those restructured contracts we saw over the weekend, the Falcons were trying to do that with Grady Jarrett. They were trying to move money around and keep him. They said as recently as the Combine that they didn't want him to go anywhere. He didn't want to go anywhere, but they couldn't figure it out. So the Bears, with room and need, pounce on day one on a dude like that?
A guy that's like, oh, well, we're just waiting for you to go ahead and cut him.
Uh-huh.
And now we're going to take him. We're going to add him to our mix and see how things go.
I don't know if it's going to work, but this is how it's supposed to look.
Yes, this is exactly how it's supposed to look, I think. When we come back, while we are excited about all of this, is this just another off-season championship for the Bears? If you needed a wet blanket, one will be provided for you next here on The Score.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.